The tornadoes that ripped through central and western Mass last week created one of the worst and costliest disasters in state history, which is translating into tens of millions of dollars in insurance claims. That's the word from state officials as they, along with federal authorities, continue to assess the damage. The state needs to report at least $8.3 million in public property damage to qualify for federal relief. And as Ann Mostu of public radio station WFCR in Amherst reports, initial damage estimates suggest the costs will be well above that threshold.
So far, the figures released are related to damage to homes. More than 5,000 homeowners in Massachusetts have filed insurance claims totaling $90 million.
This $90 million figure is the largest for Massachusetts in memory.
Barbara Anthony, the state's Undersecretary of Consumer Affairs and Business Regulation, says that number is expected to grow many times over as data continue to come in from insurance carriers. And the figure does not include damage to public property, business, or cars. Those costs will be included for the FEMA case. On Tuesday afternoon, Roberta Perry of Wilbraham was picking up a check from an insurance claims adjuster who had camped out on Route 5 in West Springfield.
Okay, here's your check, and good luck.
Okay.
And I hope things work out for you.
Well, thank you very much. You guys have been great.
Perry says she came home last Wednesday to find two trees on top of her house. After she called a removal service Thursday morning, she called Safety Insurance and filed a claim. The process has been smooth, she says, even if she's only been given a portion of her full claim, just to get started.
Well, the initial startup for the out-of-pocket stuff, you know, like the tree removal, just stuff that you need attention to, you know, picking up trash bags and things like that, just to be able to live.
Fran Gerton, the claims adjuster from Safety Insurance, says her company thought it would be a good idea to set up a mobile office in the area. The afternoon has been busy, she says, and she's handing out checks ranging from a few $100 to a few thousand.
I get emails from my office where they've approved advance payments for people or additional living expenses, and the people will come here and I can write them the checks to at least get them started. It's obviously not the end of their claim, but mostly we want to get people back on their feet as much as we can right away.
As homeowners continue to assess damage to their properties, the state, along with Mayor Dominic Sarno, says there have been a few reports of fly-by-night contractors coming into the area to take advantage of homeowners desperate for help with repairs.
There are unscrupulous, despicable individuals out there that will look to prey on people who have been traumatized right now, playing on their fears, playing on their emotions. If you give me this money, I'll take care of it.
One woman on Russell Street in West Springfield who declined to talk on tape says a man went door to door earlier this week offering to sell plastic tarps for $1,500 apiece. She recognized that as price gouging and asked him to leave. For WBUR, I'm Ann Mostu.